The Columbia Workshop presents Richie the Great, or Tour of a Small Dome in 30 Minutes. This personally conducted tour through the brain of a 10-year-old boy was arranged in script form by Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready now? Very good. Right this way, please. Just follow the guide.
This is not usually included in the 55-cent tour, but excuse me, sir, don't stand too close to those nerve centers. I voted, you know.
Oh, sorry.
Right now, Richie is in his history class in grade 5B at Hazeldale Elementary School. We are standing at the medulla oblongata, looking up into the cerebellum.
Pardon me, guide, but what's that stuff over there? It looks like wool.
That is wool, madam. This boy's been wool gathering quite a bit lately. You will notice that the walls here are lined with gray matter, which absorbs any ideas which may be floating about.
Oh! What was that, guy?
Oh, that was just an idea going in one ear and out the other. Oh, and look over there.
Where?
Peeking out from behind those brain cells. It's a little date.
A what?
A date. So hazy, I can't quite make out the year. Yes, it's 1215 A.D. Cute little fellow, wasn't he?
Are all dates as shy as that?
Oh, no. But I'm afraid this boy doesn't have a very good memory.
Guide, what did you say this boy's name was?
Richie Price, ma'am. Oh. Now, if you'll just follow me up this passageway, we'll have a look at the cerebrum. Careful you don't slip into that crevice.
My, it's deep. What is it, guide?
Lapse of memory. The big one, too. Now, step this way, ladies and gentlemen, and be careful not to touch any of the controls. Such as heartbeat, suggestion, breathing, and so
forth. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale.
That must be the breathing mechanism.
That's right, ma'am. And here is the digestion control.
Four more licorice drops coming down the epiglottis.
Okay, better turn on a little more gastric juice.
Right, Chief.
Master control, go ahead.
Stomach calling. Look, Chief. Going to be upset if this eating between meals isn't cut out. I haven't even digested those peanut butter sandwiches that came down for lunch. We got to get some rest down here.
Well, I'll shoot a memo up to the common sense department and see if we can't get them to conserve on those food intakes. But we haven't been getting much cooperation from common sense lately. I'll do the best you can.
Okay, Chief.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it's quite a complicated apparatus. Now, folks, we've installed an observation booth on the second floor of the train, right up these stairs. That's it. Now, from this booth, you can see and hear everything that goes on in this boy's dome. Through this door, please.
Right. Oh, this is nice.
Oh, it was chairs and everything. Can we smoke?
I'm sorry. The Board of Health says no smoking. Might cause a fever. Just a moment. I'll turn on this loudspeaker on the main thinking channel.
The absolute monarch of England. Anything he said was law.
That's his history teacher talking.
But King John wasn't a good king. He mistreated his subjects, and that's why his barons made him sign the Great Charter. Now close your history books, children, and we'll take up the general science lesson for today.
Reception isn't very good. I'm afraid this boy, Richie Price, isn't paying much attention to his teacher. Imagination is coming in on the same wavelength. This ought to be interesting.
Now, look here, King John. You've been acting awful bossy lately, and we barons are getting pretty sick of it.
What dost thou propose, Sir Richie? Thou hast no right to challenge the King of England.
Well, now, Your Majesty, We Barons have been talking this over just between ourselves, and we come to the conclusion the people ought to have something to say about what's going on. What about it, boys?
Yes,
please, Father, why don't you do what Sir Richie asks? He's so handsome.
This is none of thy concern, Princess Mary Jane. Milijman, this is treason.
Just get down off your high horse, King John. All we're asking you to do is to put your name on this hunk of paper so as the folks won't have to worry about you not treating them right. Now, I happen to have a fountain pen right here in my suit of armor. And if you'll just sign on the dotted line...
I refuse. Thou art traitors, all of you.
We mean business, King John. You better sign or we'll have to get tough.
Does no man remain loyal to his king?
We're loyal, King John, but we just don't like the idea of you having your own way all the time. We want some say-so, too. It's only fair.
Sir Richie is right. Sign, Father.
Very well, Sir Richie. Give me the pen. There. Take your old paper.
Sir Richie, you're so wonderful. It was nothing. Gentlemen, we shall call this the Magna Carta.
Three cheers for Sir Richie.
Hurrah for Sir Richie. Richie.
Yes, Miss Ludlow?
Did you stop daydreaming long enough to answer the question I just asked?
King John?
In 14 years of teaching, that is the first time a pupil ever told me that King John invented the sewing machine. Wait, class. Wait. For tomorrow, study Chapter 8 in your general science book. All right? Class dismissed.
Oh, Richard. Yes, ma'am.
Richard, what do you think we should do with a boy who doesn't pay attention in class?
I don't know, ma'am.
You think we should give him a note to take home to his parents?
Do we have to do anything that severe?
I'm afraid so. There you are. Want to take this home, have your father sign it, and bring it back to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Good night, Richard.
Good night. Mary Jane! Hey, Mary Jane, wait up!
Go away, silly. I don't want to be seen walking with you.
Oh, gee whiz, Mary Jane, what's the matter?
Because you're silly, that's what you are. Why don't you ever study your lessons?
Oh, I do, but I just forget or something.
You needn't ask me to walk home with you. Billy Winkler's already asked me.
Him?
Good day, Richie.
Oh, gee. Gee whiz.
Oh, look. What's that stuff, guys?
It just is, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing to worry about. That low gray fog. Nothing but gloom, pure gloom.
Richie, just wait until your father sees this note from Miss Ludlow.
Do we have to show it to him?
Complete lack of classroom spirit, it says. Your father will be furious.
Well, maybe we hadn't ought to bother him when he's so worried about the election.
When those boys and girls at school go home and tell their folks the kind of boy you are, do you think they'll vote for Daddy next Tuesday?
I don't know.
Oh, good heavens, look what time it is. Your father will be home any minute. Be sure to brush your hair and clean your fingernails, Richie, before dinner. Remember, your father's invited the Winklers over tonight.
Billy, too, is he coming?
Yes, and I want you to be a little gentleman.
Oh, nice.
After all, Mr. Winkler is one of the most important men in the county.
And
if we want Daddy to be elected state assemblyman, we'll have to be very nice to the Winklers. Good heavens, the carpet in here is all scuffed up again. Richie, get out the vacuum cleaner and run it over once. The Winklers are so fussy.
Okay, Mom.
Now hurry, they'll be here any minute.
Billy Winkler, he's a stinkler. Billy Winkler, he's a stinkler. Now it's vacuum cleaners. Vacuum cleaners and sewing machines. Who cares about them? Someday I'll invent something big. Like an airplane. Zoom! Zoom! operator will have to take the motor apart.
Hey, fellas, there's a lady here who wants to meet you. She says her name's Miss Ludlow.
Better watch out, Max. She might be an enemy spy.
No, I think she's harmless. Miss Ludlow, these are the greatest inventors in the world, the Wright brothers. This is the oldest, Richie Wright.
Glad to know you, ma'am.
How do you do? This is indeed a pleasure.
We'd like to give you more of our time, ma'am, but my brother and me are busy inventing the flying machine. Got that carburetor cleaned out, Max?
You bet, Richie.
Okay, Max. Crank her up.
Contact.
Contact. Okay, I'm going to take off now.
Good luck, Richie.
Here I go.
Boy, look at that cloud of dust.
Dust all over the place.
Look at those piano keys.
What will the Winklers think? The one night I wanted to impress them, and the house looks like a pigsty. Good Lord, there they are now.
May I have another helping of dessert, please?
You may not. Now, as I was saying, J.B., we all know how badly the State Highway Commission has been run. Now, if I'm elected State Assemblyman, that graft is going to be stopped.
A lofty sentiment, Price.
Now, I have facts on this highway swindle that'll blow the opposition to bits. It's all typed out here in this article. But Jeff Green's newspaper won't print it. He's on the other side of the fence, politically.
What's the matter, J.B.? What's the matter?
Seems to be a little dust in my coffee.
Oh, I'll get you another cup right away, Mr. Winkler.
Yes. What are you kicking about, Pop? There was dust all over my mashed potatoes.
Be quiet, Billy.
Well, as I was saying, now, here's my idea, J.B. Get an appropriation from the party funds to print up and mail a copy of this expose to every voter in the county. Why, the election would be in the bag.
There'll be some more coffee along in a minute. Why don't we all go in the living room and have it there?
Yes, a good idea. Richie, you take Billy up to your room and show him your electric train.
Oh, does he still play with electric trains?
Run along, Billy.
Okay, okay.
Now, it may run into some money, J.B., but as I see it, it's the only sure way to get the boat free.
Come on.
Hey, I'm coming. Don't you folks ever clean your house?
Well, sure we do.
We got a maid that comes in every day.
Oh, who wants an old maid? This is my room.
Gee, it's small. Well, let's see your train.
It's all set up over here. It's got automatic signals and it'll stop on a dime. Watch. See? Isn't that keen?
That's for kids. What else you got?
I got some boxing gloves. Here, try them on.
I don't like boxing gloves.
Come on, I'll show you some.
I don't want to.
You said you didn't like kid stuff. Well, this ain't kid stuff. Come on, put up your dukes.
Hey, wait a minute now. Don't you hurt me.
It's easy, see? You lead with your right, and then with your left, like this. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two, one.
Forget, Richie Dempsey has never lost a fight.
Don't worry, Max. I won't let you down.
It's not just the world's heavyweight championship that's at stake or that million-dollar purse.
Richie! Richie, what
Gee, what happened?
What's Billy doing there on the floor?
Hey, wake up, son. Wake up.
Oh, he was just playing.
And the boy's out cold. Mother, get some smelling salts.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what happened?
Never mind, Mrs. Rice. He's coming to. Are you hurt, son?
Oh, my chin hurts. Okay, he hit me in the chin.
Reggie!
Would you mind getting our coats? I'd better get the boy home.
Yeah. Yes, but, J.B., what about the election? What about that?
Well, we'll have to forget the whole thing for now. And, Price, if that was my boy, he'd get a good talking to. Good night.
Good night. I guess Mr. Winkler was sort of mad, wasn't he, Dad?
Richie.
Yes, Dad?
You wanted me to be elected state assemblyman next Tuesday, didn't you?
Well, sure, Dad.
Well, there isn't a chance now. Mr. Winkler was the only man who could get that article of mine published and circulated.
Would you like to take away my allowance for a week?
Richie, your mother and I are going to give you just one more chance. If I hear of your misbehaving just once again, something drastic is going to happen.
Jesus.
Ella, is there any aspirin?
Yes, in the medicine chair.
Well, I'm going to lie down for a while. This is one of the most hectic evenings I've ever had.
Mom.
Yes, Richie.
Did you give Dad that note to Miss Ludlow yet?
I gave it to him, but he just stuffed it in his pocket. I don't think he's read it yet.
You don't, huh? Mom, was it in his suit coat pocket or his overcoat pocket?
He's up to something he shouldn't be doing. I haven't heard a racket like that from his conscience since he cribbed in an arithmetic exam back in 39.
Say, guys, isn't it getting fainter?
Yes. I'm afraid he isn't paying much attention to it.
Oh, what's going to happen?
Well, let's tune in on the visual channel and see what he's up to. Pocket and slipping it under his sweater.
Oh, my heavens! What's happening? It feels like an earthquake!
Hang on to your chairs, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing to worry about. Richie's just going downstairs three steps at a time.
Where's he going?
The same place he always goes when he's in trouble. The local newspaper office.
Pretty slow.
Everything set up for the morning edition?
All but the editorials. I'm just running them on the linotype now. Wait till I shut the linotype off.
Can our linotype come on the other machine?
Maybe. Well, Richie, spill it.
Huh?
Spill it. What's on your mind?
Oh. Gosh, Max, nobody understands me except you. You're the only friend I've got in the world.
Trouble at home?
Trouble every place. Guess I dinged my dad's chance of being state assemblyman. Got balled out at school, and Mary Jane doesn't like me anymore, and everything.
Mm-hmm. Where was you running from just now?
Home. I said King John invented the sewing machine, and Miss Ludlow gave me a note to take home to my dad, and all kinds of terrible things happened at home, so I took the note out of my dad's pocket so he wouldn't see it, and, well, here I am.
You mean you went through your pa's pockets?
I didn't steal anything. I just borrowed the note for a while, so he wouldn't see it and have more to worry about.
Let me see that note.
Here.
Hmm. Miss Ludlow write this?
Yeah.
I charge that the State Highway Commission is rife with graft and corruption.
Holy jumping Jupiter! I got the wrong paper.
Yeah, I kind of wondered if Miss Ludlow was going into politics.
Oh, Mac, that'll skin me. Everything's wrong now. Gee whiz, Mac, what'll I do?
Look, Richie, things will work out all right. What you got to do is get your mind off of your troubles. Why don't you go over and knock out a few lines on the other linotype?
Can I? Honest?
Sure, but watch out you don't get a shock from that square D switch on the baseboard.
Thanks, Mac. Gee, thanks. Gosh, now, what do I write? I know. In here. I want to give you some dictation for Poor Richie's Almanac.
Yes, Mr. Franklin.
Take a maxim. A penny saved is a penny earned. How do you like that, Miss Mary Jane?
A lofty sentiment, Mr. Franklin.
You may call me Richie if you like.
Oh, thank you, Richie.
And here's another one that I thought of yesterday afternoon while I was inventing the rocking chair. A stitch in time saves nine.
Oh, you're so clever, Richie Franklin.
Take those down to the press room and see that they get in this issue of Poor Richie's Almanac.
Yes, Mrs. Franklin.
I have a free hour. What do you suppose I ought to invent?
You're the clever one, Mr. Franklin.
I know. It's an idea I had while I was in France last year buying Louisiana. Thought I'd call it the harmonica.
I'll take these maxims right down to the print shop.
Very well. Now, let me see.
Is there anything else, Mr. Franklin?
Well, it's all finished. Listen.
Oh, it's wonderful. You're so clever, Richie Franklin.
It's nothing, really. Come in.
Mr. Franklin, I have a scoop for Poor Richie's Almanac.
Now, just calm down, young man, and tell me what this is all about.
Mr. Franklin, I charge that the Continental Congress is rife with graft and corruption. Here, this paper will explain everything.
Miss Mary Jane, would you please hand me my bifocal?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Why, this will blow the opposition to bits.
Every voter in the American colony should see a copy of this exposé. And you're the only man who can publish it and circulate it in Poor Richie's Almanac.
It's very fortunate that yesterday I invented the linotype machine. Otherwise, we could never get this out in time for today's issue. Come with me.
What an amazing machine. Where did you ever get the idea?
Oh, it came to me like a flash while I was signing the Declaration of Independence. Give me that expose. I'll set it up myself. What was that?
Beginning of thunder and lightning out, Mr. Franklin.
Lightning! That's just what I've been waiting for. Miss Mary Jane, get me my kite.
Here it is, Mr. Franklin.
Come with me.
I'll help you launch it, Mr. Franklin.
Thank you. There she goes. Now hand me that key, Miss Mary Jane.
Here you are, sir. Oh, I wonder what you're going to invent now.
I think the kite's up high enough. Now, watch carefully. I'm going to touch this key to the kite string.
Oh!
See that?
Oh.
I'm going to call my invention electricity.
Ouch!
Richie, oh. I told you you'd get a shock if you touched that square D switch. After all the times I've let you play with that linotype, you ought to know better.
Gosh, I burned my finger and it hurts.
Here, let me see it. That's kind of a bad burn.
Does it hurt?
We better go next door and I'll give you some first aid. Joe!
Yeah?
I just finished setting up the editorials. They're right here on the linotype machine. You don't need to copy read them. We're late. Just lock them up on the editorial page, will you?
See a thing.
Nothing's happened, ma'am. The boy's asleep, and he's not even dreaming.
How come?
Well, I think he's blown a fuse in his imagination.
Oh.
Besides, he's had a pretty tough day. Something ought to be happening soon. You see, it's morning already. Time passes quickly when he's asleep.
Richie, wake up.
That's his mother calling him now.
Wake up, Richie.
Uh-huh. Oh, say, what's going on downstairs?
Put on your bathrobe and come down. Just about everybody in town's here. Your father's so excited he can hardly talk.
Whiz, now what have I done? Doggone, this leaves always wrong side out.
Friends, that's the cleverest police
political move that's ever been made in this state. And you're as good as in office right now.
Well, thank you, thank you.
That editorial of yours has blasted the State Highway Commission wide open.
Now, what I can't understand is, Price, how you got the opposition paper to print that editorial of yours, huh?
You're not the only one, J.B.
Mom, what's happened?
Well, that article of your father's is in the morning paper.
Oh, gee. Hey, what's Mary Jane doing here?
She came over with her father. Oh, dear, I wish I'd put those new curtains up yesterday. Everybody in town's here to congratulate your father.
A brilliant article, Frank. Brilliant. Frankly, though, I don't quite get that reference in the last paragraph to the Continental Congress.
Well, there are a number of people here who didn't understand that.
Ralph, I'm so proud of you. But how did that article get printed in the paper?
Well, I'm darned if I know. Somebody must have just taken it out of my pocket and... Say, Richie.
Yes, Father?
You didn't happen to take anything out of my pocket last night, did you?
As a matter of fact, I did.
What?
I just meant to get the note from Miss Ludlow because you were so upset. I got your article by mistake, and I was going to put it back on if I was.
But how in blazes did it get into the paper?
Well, I went down to see Mac, and he let me play with a linotype machine. I guess I set up your speech. I guess Joe made a mistake and put it in the form. I guess it got in the paper. Please don't be mad.
Mad? Well, folks, I want you to meet my boy.
Gee whiz.
And if I'm elected on Tuesday...
You will be, Ralph.
Well, then, all the credit goes to Richie here. Why, if it weren't for what he did, I wouldn't stand a chance of being state assemblyman. You know, I'd like to make a prediction right now. I'll bet dollars to donuts that my boy Richie will be one of the great political leaders of his day.
Gentlemen, I shall be very happy to speak at Gettysburg.
The heads of Jerome Lawrence and Robert E. Lee, the authors, and was conducted under the auspices of the Columbia Workshop with John Dietz as director. We wish to thank Richie Price, played by Skippy Homeyer, for so kindly lending us his cranium for this tour. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to notice, this is the nervous system, this is the digestive system, and this is the Columbia Broadcasting System.